was really amazing. I mean, it was a dream that was fading away slowly, and you always cling on to that hope. And eventually the call-up came. So it's been a great 3 weeks, and now for the biggie against England.
That's how you guys are seeing it. You're seeing it as the biggie, a good win in Dublin, good win in Edinburgh, but this is the one that will, I suppose, make or break your tour?
I think so. For us, it's being unbeaten on this trip, and the boys have been playing very well, grinding away every game, and it's slowly building a great squad. And I must say the vibe is fantastic, and the squad, Hanek, is very focused on that, and he's doing a great job.
You talked about how the dream was fading away, you in a Bock jersey. Just tell us about the moment that you got the call from Heineken or from the management asking you to be involved in the tour. You know, what was going through your mind when you got that call?
First of all, I thought it was a prank call. So I firstly got a text from Heineken, or a phone call, but I didn't know it was his number. And then I got a text from a guy saying he needs to speak to me about my availability for the Springbok team. So it has happened previously, but that was my mate.
So you have had a wind-up call before?
A couple of times by some friends, especially when they had a couple of beers in. And it was 6 o'clock South African time, so I thought somebody was just having a big bender. Anyway, so then eventually Edward Griffiths phoned me and said, listen, Heineken wants to speak to you. And then it only sank in. I thought he was making a joke too, and then I phoned Heineken, and then we had a conversation. So it's it was, once again, I couldn't believe it till I spoke to him.
And did you ever look back on your time at Saracens, and it's been fantastic for you? You've won the Premiership title, played in the Heineken Cup, but did you ever think that missing out on all that time in the Currie Cup and in the Super Rugby tournament was costing you, and did you feel maybe a pang of regret that you hadn't really stayed in South Africa and given it a shot?
Never regret. I mean, my time at Saracens was and still is amazing. I mean, the way they look at me as a player and the squad is just phenomenal. I'm happy. I'm really happy playing there. But, I mean, I knew when I signed at Saracens the probability of me playing for the Springboks is less. But I mean, I've got no regrets moving to Saracens. It's my best times of my life.
And you say no regrets. If you hadn't moved to Saracens, you maybe wouldn't have improved your game to the point that you got the call-up. So I suppose even though you have missed the chance maybe to play more for South Africa, you've improved as a player playing for Saracens?
Definitely. I mean, especially on the set phases, I mean, the boys has taught me a lot on just all the set phases. From Steve Borthwick showing me how to not throw in, but, you know, the line of calls and how things work, with Paul Gossard, our coach, and then from Kobus Fisaki to Alex Saunders and all my props around me, you know, making me a better player. And that's, I think now I'm a more rounded player than I was leaving South Africa. I mean, that's, and being beaten up every weekend by the opposition has, I guess, made me a better player.
Just talking about beating up and being beaten up, this game is going to be tight. It's going to be physical. If the weather's anything like this, it's going to be a real, you know, tough forward battle. Do you feel that's an area of your game that's really improved playing in England, that ability to maybe mix it up in the tight as well as in the loose?
Definitely. I mean, sometimes people ask me after a game why I'm so quiet, but then, you know, they must understand that sometimes the team needs me to be tight. I can't just be a fairy outside every now and then. So, I mean, it's definitely taught me how to play both sides. You know, I'm still a tight five and I need to do tight five work, but if the game opens up, then I know that I can play a bit more. But sometimes, especially the winter months in England, it's more about grinding it out than anything else.
I suppose so that's the plan. If it does open up on the weekend, you come off the bench with 20 minutes to go. That's where, have you been sort of given a role by Heineken Meyer, you know, coming off the bench and really making an impact?
Not yet. I mean, if I've been given 20 minutes, I'll be on fire. But but I'll see. Hopefully, I get some game time. If not, I'm still there to support the boys and give a positive input in the performance. It's a home of rugby from an English point of view, and it's a great place to play. And it's going to be, if we sing the national anthem, it's going to be, yeah, I'm going to feel a couple of goosebumps running down my neck.
Yeah, and you mentioned you've played at Twickenham for Saracens. Yeah. You've had good and bad memories playing there, defeats and victories. But how will it differ playing in a Bock jersey? How will it be that little bit more special?
Well, the ante's going to be up a lot more, that I can promise you. I mean, there's nothing more, not prestigious, but honour in representing your country. And I think I feel the same, and definitely the English boys feel exactly the same. So it's going to be literally putting your body on the line. Blood, sweat and tears, I think, at the end of it.
Well, best of luck.
Thank you so much.